Eric Holder, Our Democracy is on the Ballot This November. By Jeff Poor on August 18, 2020. Tuesday on MSNBC's All In, former Attorney General Eric Holder urged viewers to wake up as it pertained to President Donald Trump's threat to our democracy. According to Holder, Trump's threat to American democracy involves interacting with Russia, gerrymandering, the U.S. Postal Service and the purging of voters. I think we need to be extremely concerned about the intelligence report from the Senate, he said. I mean, Americans need to wake up. The intelligence report indicates that the presidential campaign of Donald Trump at the highest levels was interacting with the Russians, and that should give us great pause. A neutral and observant Justice Department would take appropriate action, would try to probe and find out what that was all about, hold accountable people who were involved in that, hold accountable people who may have lied about their roles in that. I don't think that under this Attorney General, we're likely to see any of that occur, Holder continued. And so I think people need to understand something pretty fundamental. Our democracy is on the ballot this November, both with regard to how this administration has dealt with the acquisition of power, interacting with a foreign power, and also with the way in which this administration has tried to hollow out the protections that we have internally, whether it is not opposing gerrymandering, whether it is closing down the Postal Service, whether it is supporting the purging of voters. On both ends, we are seeing an attack on our democracy that has to stop, he added. And the way it has to stop is for the American people to simply say, that's enough, and to change the presidency, change the people who work for the president, put in place an attorney general who's going to do his job or her job, which is to protect the American people, serve the American people and not serve the President of the United States. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.